Another day in limbo. Rather a change of pace here. The case of an asylum seeker from Myanmar who wants to stay in Australia so her sick newborn son can access treatment. That case has been adjourned until Friday. The mother, known as Latifa, you might recall this story. She was flown from Nauru to Brisbane due to pregnancy complications and later sent back to detention while her newborn child, Firuz, remained in hospital with respiratory problems. Now, Latifa and the baby, that's good news there, have since been reunited with the father and two other siblings, and an application has been made in the Brisbane Federal Circuit Court seeking an injunction to stop any plan to transfer the family back to Nauru. Murray Watt is an associate with Maurice Blackburn in Brisbane and is representing the family. Murray, how are Latifa and her baby doing?
Thanks, Jonathan. The family are still not in a great state, both from a physical and mental health point of view. I last visited them last Thursday, and we've had other people visit them since. And baby Firuz is very weak. He's having a lot of trouble feeding. He's very low on energy. As you mentioned, he has had some respiratory problems which have dogged him in his early days. And we need to bear in mind that he's actually just a three-week-old baby. So I think we all know that three-week-old babies don't tend to be very strong. And in addition to that, Latifa, his mother, had a cesarean section birth, which she's still recovering from. And again, that takes some time to recover from. So there's some genuine physical health issues. And in addition, the family is understandably very worried about their future if they do get taken to Nauru.
And what's the sense of proximity about that? I mean, is there an immediate sense that they may be sent back?
Well, strictly speaking, there is. They could be taken back at any time. The minister has made comments saying that won't happen until the family receives a medical clearance, but that could happen at any time. And even if they are granted a medical clearance, that doesn't acknowledge their rights under Australian law to present their own information and get independent medical advice, which attests to their state of health and how their health would suffer if they were taken to Nauru.
Now, this case has been adjourned because the legal team for the Commonwealth, for the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison, has argued that the court, the federal court, did not have the jurisdiction to make the injunction that's being sought. So what happens now? Does this go to the High Court?
Not necessarily. The government did today argue that the Federal Circuit Court did not have jurisdiction. The judge heard submissions on that point. We strongly disagree with the argument that's been put by the Commonwealth. We believe that the law is clear that the court does have jurisdiction to hear this matter, but the judge has reserved her decision for the next couple of days and will hand down her decision on Friday afternoon. Hopefully, she will decide that she does have jurisdiction, in which case our arguments for an injunction would then be heard. If she decides otherwise, then we'll review the situation at that point.
Now, one of the central issues here is the baby's citizenship. It was born in Brisbane's Mater Hospital. Does that give it Australian citizenship and all those rights?
Our argument is that under Australian law, he is entitled to apply for Australian citizenship. He's in a rather unique situation in that he was not only born on Australian soil, but his parents are considered, from an international law perspective, to be stateless people. They're from a minority group that's persecuted in Myanmar. That's where they fled from. And Myanmar does not recognise them as citizens of that country. They're also not citizens of Nauru. They're not citizens of Australia. They're not citizens of any country on earth. And our view is that under Australian law, a child born on Australian soil to parents of who are stateless has every right to remain in Australia. And the Australian government has no more right to remove this boy who's entitled to apply for citizenship than the government has a right to remove you, me, or any other Australian citizen.
So in a day of sort of mixed news, I guess, Murray, what the good news was that the federal government has given that an undertaking that it won't attempt to transfer the family in the interim, waiting for the court's decision on Friday.
That's right. We were happy that they were willing to give that undertaking. But this situation could be resolved immediately if the minister was prepared to allow this family to stay in Australia on an ongoing basis to receive the proper medical care that they should be receiving, and to give this boy the opportunity to enjoy his Australian citizenship that he that we say that he's entitled to. I think it's high time, now that we're outside of an election environment, that we all reflect on whether we think that it's part of being an Australian to take a very small child and his family offshore and put them into very harsh conditions.
Murray Watt, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Murray Watt is an associate with Maurice Blackburn in Brisbane, representing the family of asylum seeker Latifa in the Federal Circuit Court.